This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Uttar Pradesh today by addressing a rally at Meerut. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from the Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders will be present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in 7 phases. BJP-led NDA has expressed confidence that it will again come to power at the centre, and for this, Uttar Pradesh will be crucial as it has the highest number of 80 parliamentary constituencies. A total of 97 candidates are in the fray for 5 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, where polling will be held in the first phase on the 19th of April. Yesterday was the last day of withdrawing nominations. All the 5 seats, Nagpur, Chandrapur, Ramtek, Bhandara Gondia and Gadchiroli Chemur are in the state's Vidarbha region. Only in Ramtek, the main contestants are from the Congress and the Shiva Sena, led by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. The remaining 4 seats will see fight between Congress and the BJP. There are 13 candidates in the fray from unrecognized parties and 12 independents. In Assam, 35 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls for 5 seats. One candidate withdrew the nomination yesterday at the Jorhat seat. The BJP is contesting in all 5 seats. Congress has fielded candidates for 4 seats while supporting Aham Jatiya Parikhar at Dibrugarh for the BJP, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, MP Pradhan Barua, Kamakhya Prasad Tashra and Thapan Kumar Gogoi, MLA Ranjit Datta are in the fray. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi, former MLA Rosalina Terke and Uday Shankar Hazarika are contesting. President of Ahom Jatiya Parikhar, Loren Jyoti Gogoi, is contesting from the Dibrugarh seat. In Arunachal Pradesh, 10 BJP MLAs have been declared elected unopposed after the last date of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls for its 60-seat Legislative Assembly and 2 Lok Sabha constituencies on the 19th of April in a single phase. With BJP securing 10 seats unopposed in the 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, polling will be held for the remaining 50 assembly seats now. Single nomination papers have been filed in 6 assembly constituencies, while in 4 others, opposition candidates withdrew their papers. The Enforcement Directorate or ED questioned the Delhi Transport Minister and AAP leader Kailash Gehlot for 5 hours yesterday in connection with an alleged money laundering case linked to the Delhi liquor policy scam. Talking to media while leaving the ED office after interrogation, Mr. Gehlot said that he answered all the questions from the agency and will continue to cooperate in the probe. The Special Cell of Delhi Police has filed a charge sheet in the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act against NewsClick founder and editor Praveer Purkayas over allegations that the news portal received funds to spread pro-China propaganda. According to officials, the charge sheet, consisting of around 9,000 pages, contains information regarding 480 electronic devices confiscated during various raids conducted during the probe. Prime Minister Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Easter today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that on this special day, the message of renewal and optimism reverberates all over. He further wished to inspire unity and peace among people. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Monday, with the possibility of very heavy fall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. Himachal Pradesh received fresh snowfall at higher altitude regions, while hailstorm and moderate rains in low and middle hills yesterday. This led to closure of 172 roads in the state, affecting connectivity through roadways. And in IPL cricket, there are 2 matches scheduled for today. In the first match, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at Vice Rajshekhar Reddy Stadium in Vishakhapatnam at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.